In this session, we're going to be learning the anatomy of the luminous energy field. There's several energy systems within the luminous energy field. There are the acupuncture meridians that we've become familiar with through Chinese medicine, but even these were not recognized in the West until 30 years ago. And from the Eastern traditions, we learn about the chakras. Now, the most familiar descriptions that we have of the chakras come from the Hindu traditions that describe seven energy centers in the body. But they're also found in the Americas. Throughout the Americas, you find references to these energy centers, to the chakras. The Hopis, for example, in the Southwest, believed that man is created perfect in the image of his creator, and that the living body of man and the earth were constructed in the same way, and that through each one of them ran an axis, man's axis being the backbone, which contributes not only to the equilibrium of our movement, but that contain within it vibratory centers that echo the primordial sound of creation. These are the chakras, and there's seven of them within the physical body, and one chakra that is outside the physical body, above the head, but within the luminous energy field. We can think of the chakras as funnels. They're shaped as funnels with a wide mouth protruding an inch or two out of the body and the narrow tip of the funnel connecting to the spinal cord so that the chakras inform our neurophysiology directly. They are connected to the endocrine glands and they alter the hormonal balance of the body. It's through the chakras that the luminous energy field informs the physical body and the emotions, and it goes directly into the brain.